Pope Francis promotes contraception-peddling Jeffrey Sachs to a prestigious position inside the Vatican. Plus, Francis says George Floyd peaceful protesters are the Good Samaritans of our day. Also tonight, Francis asks Mark Zuckerberg and Jack Dorsey to crack down on your freedom of speech. All that and more tonight on this special edition of the Remnant Underground. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am Michael Matt, and this is the Remnant Underground. We are back underground. What do you make of this? It's not the catacombs. We don't have the skulls, but we were underground a long time ago. And then, we've decided to come back down here for obvious reasons. Did you ever think you would live to see the insanity that we're seeing right now? I mean, we've been talking about it all of our lives, but I was always kind of hoping that we were wrong, that our predictions and prognosis would be somehow it would never get this bad, but here it is. So we've decided to come back down here at Remnant TV, where we are not going to worry in the least about big tech. I'm going to talk about YouTube in a minute because, quite frankly, we're done with YouTube. We're done with YouTube. Yeah. So we're going to have this chance every week to talk, and we're going to speak our minds without any oversight from any of these lunatical, communist, socialist, global controllers in social media and big tech, right with Our Lady of La Salette. And I'm going to talk about that in a moment. Our Lady of La Salette famously said that Rome will lose the faith and become the seat of the Antichrist. And what we've got going on right now is precisely that. And this show is going to be different from others because we are going to spend a lot of time concentrating on what's happening in the Vatican, because everything else, friends, truly is stuff and nonsense. We fight the political fights here as well. But what has to be admitted is that Joe Biden, the Great Reset, Klaus Schwab, all these people, at the end of the day, it's stuff and nonsense compared to what's happening in the Vatican. And our job, especially as Christians, as faithful Catholics, is to open our eyes to what's happening and spend a lot more time opposing the agenda of Francis in the Vatican. He has to be resisted. An example, he just promoted Jeffrey Sachs as an ordinary member of the Academy, founded in 1994 by Pope John Paul, to promote the study and progress of social sciences. Jeffrey Sachs. Now, I don't care about Jeffrey Sachs. He's not a Catholic. He's not a Christian. But my problem is not with Jeffrey Sachs. My problem is with the Vatican's promotion of this guy. Because you know who Jeffrey Sachs is. This is the sustainable development guy. But maybe it's easier to think of him as the promoter of Bernie Sanders. He was on the road with the communist Bernie Sanders promoting the communist socialist agenda of Bernie Sanders.
We need Bernie Sanders as president, and we need him urgently. We need to get our country back on track, and Bernie is the leader to do it.
But it gets worse. Jeffrey Sachs is a population-controlling guru. He's a promoter of contraception overtly all around the world. We played this clip many times. We'll do it again because Jeff just got real interesting.
So the world is getting very crowded. And the big problem is that in the poorest countries, families are still having 6, 7, or 8 children. That's what's putting this tremendous growth of population. Well, I think the main thing is that when women in poor countries have better choice, they're better informed, they have education, they choose to have fewer children. They choose to adopt family planning or contraception.
Obianuju Ekiocha, the founder and president of Culture of Life Africa, as well as the author of Target Africa.
And I'll show you my mother, I'll show you my mother's friends, I'll show you my aunties and our family friends who decided that they wanted this large family, because to us, a child born, you know, even as the international world is looking at this African baby born as an unnecessary increase in population, but for us, every baby born is a new member, a valued member of our community of love.
Jeffrey Sachs is the co-author of the Sustainable Development Goals of the United Nations, which promote abortion. Don't let anybody tell you they don't, because they do.
Now, here's a screenshot of the UN.org page on Sustainable Development Goals. Do you see that? access to legal abortion services needed to prevent 47,000 women dying each year. Okay? That's their website.
So your excellencies, your eminences, you think that we're being disrespectful to His Holiness for pointing this out? He's the one that is scandalizing the world with what he's doing. He doesn't give a damn about what this means, the scandal that he's causing, promoting population controlling, pro-abort, pro-contraception people like Jeff. He doesn't care. But we're supposed to be dutiful little Catholics and just keep our mouths closed and pray for him? Really? That's it? I'm just a layman, Your Excellencies and Your Eminences. It's your job to stand up to this man, because now it's all out in the open. You saw him with Nancy Pelosi. Archbishop Corleone's praying for Nancy Pelosi's conversion. And she goes to the Vatican and Francis gives her a beautiful red carpet audience for a half a day of photo ops. So she can look at Corleone and say, go to hell, Your Excellency. So it's not just traditional Catholics that Francis is coming after. He's coming after anyone who's keeping the faith, the Catholic faith, in 2021. So I guess if the bishops and the cardinals are going to sit on their hands, it's up to people like us to go to work and to work hard, to do whatever we possibly can. As I've said so many times before, it might be the end of the world, it might not be, but whatever it is, as faithful Catholics, we got work to do. Let's call it Operation Keep the Faith under a pope who's obviously lost the faith, if he ever in fact had it, which I seriously doubt. And if I'm wrong on that, I'm sorry, but that's not my fault. He doesn't talk about it, does he? He doesn't talk about the soul. He doesn't talk about heaven and hell. He doesn't talk about the afterlife. He talks about climate change pretty much all the time. And now he's talking about making sure everybody gets vaxxed up with an abortion-tainted vax. I'm sorry if I'm scandalized by him, but I am. That's not my fault. That's his. Francis is the chaplain of the New World Order that COVID is being used to build right before our eyes. Francis is the guy sitting over there saying, just like Joe Biden, get vaccinated. Doesn't matter. The facts, the reality, the science, it doesn't matter to these people, because it's not about science. It's not about your health. Do you really still think this is about a pandemic? Can you possibly be serious? Does it matter to you at all? At all? Google this. We'll put the link down below. You won't even have to Google it. Check it out. In the UK, a study just came out. More vaccinated people have died in the UK of COVID than unvaccinated people. This is all about control. This is a massive coup to control the world, to control the future. This has to do with marginalizing, and you know this is true. You've felt this. It has everything to do with marginalizing pro-lifers, doesn't it? With marginalizing the little idiots who are still believing in God in the world, right? The pro-family Christians. That's what this is about. You know this to be true. Stop denying it. The unvaccinated thought criminals, thought criminal class, that's what they're creating. You're going to be a part of that. I'm talking to everybody out there who's not vaccinated or who doesn't believe there should be forced vaccinations. If Joe Biden and Francis and these guys, if they aren't stopped right now, when you go to the hospital, say a year from now, you will know that everyone who's taking care of you or taking care of your husband or your wife or a child, everyone in that institution is pro-abortion. You see, they're getting rid of those who are not. That's what they're doing. They're getting rid of people who think and use their heads and who are pro-God, pro-morality, pro-life. They're getting rid of them. They want to fire them all out of the hospital system and, of course, police and everything else. So everyone in the hospital in the future will have agreed to take the shots to protect their own lives, supposedly, using the little body parts of unborn babies. We're using shots and so-called vaccinations that were experiments on unborn babies. Do you see why we're moving out of YouTube? There's no time anymore to not speak the truth here. That's what these people are doing. They're in a mad dash, hell-bent on getting rid of good people. So every system in our society will be in the hands of evil people who don't give a rat's keister about aborted babies, don't care that we continue to annihilate entire generations of babies. You see, this is what it's about. It's just that evil. But you can't talk about that, can you? They took down that little video that we did last week, wherein I announced that myself and my entire family had come down with COVID. That video was taken down a couple days later because they couldn't handle the controversy. That video violated the community standards of YouTube, which mandate that we're all going to stay terrified all day, every day, for the rest of our lives. Because the problem is, for people like me, I'm not afraid. With a little help from ivermectin, which I wasn't allowed to mention because it saves lives, wasn't allowed to mention that on YouTube, we sailed through COVID, not just me, my entire family and extended family. We all got it up here. We all have on our phones proof. People are saying, why did you get tested? We got tested so that we have the proof, so that we can go to the front line against forced vaccinations and fight this war. So we all sailed through it. In fact, you want to know a secret? I had a great quarantine. We had a nice time. I'm not kidding you. I thoroughly enjoyed my COVID experience. I know not everybody does, but because we understood something about what COVID, what to expect, we had friends who were good at fighting it, I enjoyed it. And you're not supposed to say that. You're not supposed to say that anything other than horror and terror happens when you get COVID. Well, it wasn't the truth for our family. It was fine. We did okay. And I want to thank you, in fact. We got so many letters from people, and, you know, they've been really good. Thank you for your kind, you know, your thoughts and your prayers. I really appreciate it because COVID is real. I know some of you don't think it is. COVID's real. It created this thing to bring about this entire disaster that we're going through, this global change that we're going through. So it's real. But we're up now, and we're fully armed with natural immunity. The other thing that they don't want, the Fauci brigade and all these people, they don't want you to have natural immunity. Because once you have that, you don't need their vaccinate, quote-unquote vaccinations. So we took lessons that had been learned over the past 18 months. We took care of ourselves as a family in our home, and we did just fine. Nobody went to the hospital. Everybody was fine. You see, that's against the new law. You're not supposed to talk about that. Even though COVID, as we've said so many times, 99.5% recovery rate. Even though people are getting injured, people are dying of this ridiculous vax all over the world. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. This has nothing to do with health. It has nothing to do with logic. It has nothing to do with COVID anymore. You may have noticed. You know, you just got to take the abortion-tainted shot because they say so. They want you to be complicit with abortion. This is demonic. This is what it's all about. And by the way, this is never going to stop. They're not going to stop. They have no intent. Have you noticed this? They don't even talk about the possibility that COVID could end one day. Have you noticed this? They never say a word about the fact that this might just go away. And if you want to see what's going to happen, just ask that little ferret up in Canada.
While more and more Canadians are getting vaccinated right now, it's also important to plan ahead for the future. We've reached an agreement with Pfizer for 35 million booster doses for next year and 30 million in the year after. This deal includes options to add 30 million doses in both 2022 and 2023, and an option for 60 million doses in 2024.
Now, let's think about this, shall we? When they decide that having more than a certain number of children, say 2.5 children, is going to do great irreparable damage to the planet because of climate change, when they decide that, too many kids, not good for the planet, do you think for 1 second that the little ferret, Justin Trudeau, isn't going to force sterilization shots on your wives and your daughters? You see where this is going? This is just preparation. That's all this is. This is just getting us used to the government being able to tell us what goes into our bodies and what doesn't in terms of medicine. It's just the first run. People say, well, that's just Michael Matt talking. What does he know? He's not a medical guy. True enough. But you'll recognize this guy. He was public enemy number one back when in the Trump years, talking about Robert Redfield of the CDC. Not exactly Alex Jones. Yet here he is telling the truth. Now, this is banned from YouTube, Your Excellencies and Your Eminences. But when y'all are out there saying we can't have religious exemptions as Catholics, which many bishops in this country are doing, I want you to remember Robert Redfield in this clip.
A lot of times people feel it's a rare event that fully vaccinated people may die. I happen to be the senior advisor to Governor Hogan in the state of Maryland. In the last 6 to 8 weeks, more than 40% of the people that died in Maryland were fully vaccinated.
They are firing the best pilots, the best cops, the best firefighters, the best nurses, the best doctors for not getting vaccinated, despite that fact we just heard from Dr. Redfield. And there's Francis over in Rome telling everybody they got to get vaxxed. He's going to vax the little kids. He's going to vax kids all over the world. No problem. Pfizer has been exposed now. Is having direct connection, the Pfizer vaccine, to abortion. Doesn't matter. Francis has the CEO of Pfizer come to the Vatican and speak. Because he's supporting the Great Reset. And this is the Great Reset. I hesitate to even say the words because I know you must be sick of me saying it. We've been doing it for 2 years now. The Great Reset. That's what this is. Tear everything down so you can start over. And the lemmings, the pathetic lemmings out there watching their CNN, and they still think that this is about their stupid little health problems.
And I got to stay safe and protected. I got to get vaccinated.
Little lemmings. You know what you are? You're retarded, as this guy points out.
Because democracy basically means government by the people, of the people, for the people. But the people are retarded. So let us say, government by the retarded. For the retarded, of the retarded.
We're not on YouTube anymore, so I don't give a rat's keister if you're offended by the word. Because we're acting very, very retarded now. All of us. The society, the government, the Pope, the priest, the bishop. Retarded. You know why? Because retarded is what happens when a given society gets rid of God, banishes his law, banishes morality. Oh, we've progressed. We're beyond morality. We're beyond natural law. We're so gifted. You don't even know if you're a man or a woman anymore. But you think you're so progressive that you don't need God. This is what happens. You become retarded. You go insane. Our leaders now, political leaders, are insane, like this guy.
The two things that concern me, one are those who just try to make this a political issue, freedom. I have the freedom to kill you with my COVID.
Really, Joe? I wonder if you thought through that one, guy, because aren't you the one who's been telling us for decades that a woman must have the freedom to choose, right, to kill her own baby? Only in that case, it's an innocent, unborn child. So now we don't have the right to live our lives without your stupid vaccination because we're killing people. We got the right to kill people, you pathetic old man. And Pope Francis, the same goes to you, Your Holiness. This poor, delusional man, Remnant columnist Jason Morgan describes as, quote, one of the most deranged humans ever to walk the face of the earth. I really think we're getting it. That's about it. That's about it. And now he's banning, Francis is banning the traditional Latin Mass. Anybody who's going for that, Your Excellencies and Your Eminences, open your eyes. It ain't real. Now, this is the mask, by the way, not just of ancient people that no one has ever really had any connection to. This is the mask, Your Excellencies, Your Eminences, of Pius XII, of Padre Pio. Lots of you like him, right? That's his mask. It's the mass of the Curia of Ars. You love Sister Faustina. Guess what? The only mass Sister Faustina ever attended is a traditional Latin mass. Okay? This is the mass your guy Francis wants to get rid of. This is the mass of all the saints, the virgins, martyrs, and popes of history. And why does he want to get rid of it? Well, it's because that mass just doesn't foster unity, says Francis, you know, like Pachamama. Now, Pachamama, there's a chick who fosters some serious unity. I know I really feel something when her idols come out there in the churches, and I can look at that. It means nothing to me. But Francis isn't worried about Pachamama doing anything that's contrary to unity. And now we have Francis's synodal masses popping up all over the place. So what happened to unity? It doesn't matter. It's only unity is a threat if you use the Latin language for some reason, feathers and rattlesnakes and all that. It's fine, Your Excellencies and Your Eminences. Now he's embracing and he's defending, if you open your eyes and if you do just a little bit of research, every single liberal, Democrat, globalist, evil policy out there, Francis is supporting it all. I don't expect you to believe me. So we're going to spend the rest of this program just giving you the proof that you need. I'm going to put the link at the bottom. I want you to watch the entire video if you have any question what Francis is all about. It's a video I don't think he expected very many people to see. It's Francis addressing the World Meeting of Popular Movements, which is a semi-communist organization that promotes social justice, so they say. Let's just take a little listen of Francis now, just a couple of days ago.
Hermanas, hermanos, queridos poetas sociales. Así me gusta llamarlos, poetas sociales. Porque ustedes son poetas sociales porque tienen la capacidad y el coraje de crear esperanza allí donde solo aparece descarte y exclusión. Poesía quiere decir creatividad.
Okay, stop it right there. Social poets? This is what I mean, not the slickest guy. What's he talking about? Social poets? Really? Oh, holiness, I'm a social poet? Who does this work with? You know, this is, what is this, Francis now, 84 years old, this old guy, thinking he's so woke. He's trying to, you know, empower the social poets of the world. And here comes the papal pandering from beginning to end. Papal pandering. You know what I think? I know a lot of you, some of you anyway, are not going to like this. Francis is a racist. He really is. He really is. And we saw him when we were in Rome. He was exploiting the indigenous peoples of the Amazon at the Synod back in Rome, 2019. The big, smart, white chief was telling all the little black and brown people to wear their feathers and let him appropriate their cultural identity to push the political agenda of a bunch of white guys from Davos. There's no other way of explaining this. They actually lined up people from the Amazon in feathers. I don't know much about the Amazon. I was one of those who kind of fell for it at first. Well, really? They still dress like this? No. Of course they don't. Of course they don't. But Francis was to make sure you wear your old stuff, you know, those cool feathers and do all that because it sells well. You know, the cameras will pick up on that. Why is that not racist? Why is it not racist? Of course it is. And have you heard of Francis listening to the people of the Amazon ever since? Have you heard anything about the Amazon since the Amazon Synod? I haven't. And I pay attention to this stuff because it was a game. It was a thing he was doing at the time, along with Pachamama, to push the Great Reset, to push the New World Order. And he was exploiting indigenous peoples to get there. I watched him do it with my own eyes. And now he's doing it again in the case of this talk that we're playing right now.
Durante este tiempo pasaron muchas cosas. muchas cosas han cambiado. Son cambios que marcan puntos de no retorno. Porque retornar a los esquemas anteriores sería verdaderamente suicida. Y si me permite enfocar un poco las palabras, ecocida y genocida.
This is the moral imperative of the Great Reset. We can never go back like robots. We can never go back to the old normal. We can never go back to the old normal. Why not? Can anybody tell me why not? What if the pandemic disappears? How do they know we can never go back? This makes no sense. Pandemics have come in the past and then they go away. But this one's different because they made it happen. Because they made it happen. They're going to make sure we can never go back. They brought this on us. Their globalist experiments, Fauci, Wuhan, all of this stuff. They did it. And now they're telling us we can never go back. Really? How do they know? And one thing's for sure, according to Francis now in the same speech, the marginalized, the migrants, they suffered the most under COVID-19. Here's Francis.
Todos hemos sufrido el dolor del encierro, pero a ustedes, como siempre, les tocó la peor parte.
So who suffered the most? We lost jobs, we lost careers, we lost mental health, we lost children to suicide and drugs. Massive suffering. Francis, how do you know who suffered the most during COVID? And yet there you are, just exploiting the heck out of people, exploiting the suffering of others once again to score political points with your friends, the globalists, to push an agenda of dreaming of a new world order.
Si todos los que por amor lucharon juntos contra la pandemia pudieran también soñar juntos un mundo nuevo, qué distinto sería todo. Soñar juntos.
You know what, Francis? They may say you're a dreamer, but you're not the only one. And I hope someday they'll join you, and then the world will be as one. You know, and but then, as if that's not bad enough, he makes it plain as day that what he wants is what Bill Gates wants. Francis, like Bill Gates, wants to vaccinate the entire world. Here he is.
A los grandes laboratorios que liberen las patentes, tengan un gesto de humanidad y permitan que cada país, cada pueblo, cada ser humano tenga acceso a las vacunas. Hay países donde solo el 3-4% de los habitantes fueron vacunados.
Anybody got a problem with that? They just want to vaccinate the entire world with abortion-tainted vaccines. And while we're at it, Francis is going to stop the arms race again.
Quiero pedirles en nombre de Dios a los fabricantes y traficantes de armas que cesen totalmente su actividad.
Oh, that's brilliant, Francis. I'm sure that China is going to be all down with that as you and your globalist buddies ride your unicorns over to Davos and draw rainbows into snowbanks. That's going to go over huge. What a game plan you got here, guy. In all of this, incredibly, friends, all of this is possible, so says the leader of 2 billion Catholics, if only big tech would crack down harder on your freedom of speech.
Quiero pedirles en nombre de Dios a los gigantes de la tecnología que dejen de explotar la fragilidad humana, las vulnerabilidades de las personas para obtener ganancias sin considerar cómo aumentan los discursos de odio, el grooming, las fake news, las teorías conspirativas, la manipulación política.
And for him, all of the world's problems can be solved not by turning to Jesus Christ or the social teaching of the church, but by turning to the pro-abortion, pro-gay marriage, pro-contraception, population-controlling United Nations. Go, Francis.
Los conflictos deben resolverse en instancias multilaterales como las Naciones Unidas.
Because we need to turn to the United Nations, so says Francis, because evil things like meritocracy nullify our poetic capacity.
Como todos aquellos que nos lleve a la indiferencia, la meritocracia y el individualismo. Estas narrativas solo sirvieron para dividir nuestros pueblos y minar y neutralizar nuestra capacidad poética.
What is this man smoking? Our poetic capacity, he says, and the capacity to dream together.
Nuestra capacidad poética, la capacidad de soñar juntos.
Okay, you got that? You see, we need to dream together because our hands and brains, says Francis, are not enough. I kid you not, here it is.
Dije reflexiones, pero tal vez cabría decir sueños, porque en este momento no alcanza el cerebro y las manos. Necesitamos también el corazón y la imaginación. Necesitamos soñar para no volver atrás.
Dream, so that we do not go backwards. When you can snatch the pebble from my hand, you will have learned. And you know what else? This is something else I learned from this incredibly beautiful speech from His Holiness. Dreams of fraternity will save the world.
Soñemos juntos porque fueron precisamente los sueños de libertad e igualdad, de justicia y dignidad, los sueños de fraternidad los que mejoraron el mundo.
And this part is fun. The reason all this talk about dreams, do you know why? I didn't know at first. Did you know this? I didn't know this. Turns out the reason we have to dream about a new world order is because, Francis says, the God of surprises is a dreamer.
Y estoy convencido de que en esos sueños se va colando el sueño de Dios para todos nosotros que somos sus hijos.
Dream a little dream for me. Da, 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 da. It's all about dreaming. It's all about dreaming. Yes, dream together. That's the ticket. Otherwise, according to Francis, now this gets a little murky for me. He says, otherwise, if we don't dream together, we dream a little dream together, we are like toughs and losers, he says. Don't be like toughs and losers. And by the way, according to Francis, the tango gets it right.
Sueñen. Sueñen juntos. No caigan en esa resignación dura, ¿no? Y perdedora, ¿no? Que el tango lo expresa también. Dale que va, que todo es igual. Que allá en el horno se vamos a encontrar.
The tango again. I know he's from South America, but what's with this guy in the tango? According to Francis now, the good Samaritans of our day are the George Floyd peaceful protesters.
¿Saben lo que me viene a la mente a mí ahora junto a los movimientos populares cuando pienso en el buen samaritano? ¿Saben lo que me viene a la mente? Las protestas por la muerte de George Floyd.
So, what am I supposed to do with this? My city of Minneapolis was burned down, parts of it to the ground. Most of it is still boarded up. They burned down the police station. They burned down, people died in there. All that happened, according to Francis, by good Samaritans. Now I ask you, what is this other than a sacrilegious abuse of the word of God? You got the Pope actually abusing sacred scripture here by a bunch of criminals who torched a city. Well, they're the good Samaritans that Jesus was telling the parables about. And because they're such great people, what we need to do is follow those who support them on the far left. And all we need to do at the end of the day is turn to the pro-abortion, sustainable development goals of the United Nations.
Es bueno saber que en esto no estamos solos. Las Naciones Unidas intentaron establecer algunas metas a través de los llamados Objetivos de Desarrollo Sostenible, pero lamentablemente desconocidas por nuestros pueblos y la periferia.
Sexual and reproductive health and rights is nothing more than code for global family planning that includes abortion. This is the very same language that is found in the Vatican-endorsed Sustainable Development Goal number 5.6. Ensure universal access to sexual and reproductive health and reproductive rights. You hear that?
He cares much more about climate change, friends, than slaughtered babies in their mother's wombs. What else should I say? What else would needs to be said? He cares more, obviously, about climate change based on junk science than the death of babies, a slaughter of babies, the human sacrifice of babies. You know, because that's why we're suffering. That's why this is happening to the world, because it's coming back. It's coming back. The chickens are coming back to roost. That's why the world is dying, because of abortion, because of apostasy, because we've turned our backs on Almighty God. And Francis doesn't care. So Francis, then, his entire pontificate should be a wake-up call. His pontificate is a chastisement from God. You know why? Because it is calling us back to the faith. Even the Pope has turned his back on God. And that's a scary time. When the shepherd turns his back on God, he's turning his back on the flock. When he turns his back on the flock, the wolves are going to have their way with the sheep. And that's exactly what's happening right now. So we survive what's going on here this night by putting our heads together, by praying, by gathering together as the sheep who no longer have shepherds, and to preserve, return to our knees, go back to the old faith of our fathers, go back to the Latin Mass. Yes, I'll say it again, to hell with the spirit of Vatican II. Vatican II was the great reset. Vatican II is what enabled them to dismantle the church to bring us to where we are right now. So stop playing this game, Your Excellencies and Your Eminences, about Vatican II having done something good. Because if you can think of one thing that it did good, that it helped people with, let me know what it is. Because all I see is carnage and chaos and apostasy in the wake of that council. Fidelity and loyalty to tradition and to the teachings of the church that cannot be questioned and that Francis ignores and minimizes on a daily basis. God expects us to stand up for what our church teaches, every single doctrine, every single dogma. And if the Pope or an angel of light is not doing it, let him be anathema. So says Scripture. We gotta decide, what is it gonna be? Is it gonna be Francis? Or is it going to be the faith of our fathers? And for us here at Remnant TV, that is an absolute no-brainer. We stand with tradition. We stand with the faith of our fathers. We stand with Christ the King. I'm Michael Matt for Remnant TV. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next week.